This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's startup businesses are struggling to raise cash. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Venture capital investment in Front Range businesses plunged during the second quarter. That's according to a new report from financial data company PitchBook. Companies in Boulder and Denver got $587 million across 70 deals this year. Last year, businesses in the area received more than $1 billion during the same time frame. PitchBook analysts say that nationally, more cash is going to fewer larger venture capital firms compared to prior years. That's making it hard for smaller firms to raise money. New investment is heavily concentrated in AI, according to PitchBook. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver Broncos linebacker Jonathan Cooper will be arraigned on criminal charges next month in Douglas County. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Cooper faces a felony second-degree assault by strangulation charge following a domestic incident with his girlfriend at his apartment in Parker on June 4th. He was arrested again days later and charged with three misdemeanors for allegedly violating a protection order. The former seventh-round draft pick out of Ohio State is heading into his fifth year with the Broncos. His status with the team remains unclear as they prepare to open training camp on July 28th. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Colorado State Patrol reports that vehicle thefts are down. More than 3,000 fewer vehicles were stolen in the first 6 months of this year compared with the same time period last year. The State Patrol says the 35% decrease is the result of targeted prosecution and prevention strategies. The most frequently stolen vehicles in the state are still the Hyundai Elantra sports car and the Chevy Silverado pickup. This is CPR News.